Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Hey, top of the morning to you. We are live in downtown Las Vegas. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard from the Circa Resort and Casino. A very busy 3-hour extravaganza lined up for you today. Heavy duty on the NFL draft, obviously. And the NBA playoffs coming up on the program. Aaron Rennie, professional handicapper, sports bettor on the show. His best bets in the NBA. Got one game coming up tonight and what he likes over the weekend. Although there's not much at this point. Ross Tucker, in an hour, former NFL player, now an analyst on the draft from last night. The former mayor of Las Vegas, Oscar Goodman, to give you some perspective of what this city was like 15, 20 years ago and trying to deal with sports teams and getting big events in this town. I think you're going to enjoy that. And Derek Stevens, owner, CEO of Circa, later on today to tell you what Circa was like and the betting action here. What a great night. Well, what an awesome night and event. And, you know, I love the draft every single year, Paulie. I mean, I can go back again. I say this all the time. I can remember late 80s, early 90s when it was like springtime in Wisconsin and it was nice to get outside finally and maybe go play catch with the football with your friends. And I'm 12 years old, whatever. I'm like, no, sorry, draft's on. I'm going to sit here and not move from the couch for 7-8 hours today. And that has continued for 30-plus years, and every year I love it. It's great. And now that you can bet on this stuff, it makes it even better.
They've done a hell of a job, too, moving it up to Thursday and keeping it moving.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Bam, these picks were in. Bam. Jacksonville milked it. They told them to do that.
Yep.
But it was fantastic. You know, it was like Kramer and George when they went rock climbing and Tony fell.
Yeah.
Did you have fun? Yeah, for a little while.
Yeah, a little bit,
I mean,
it
got off to a hot start, and then some of the – I can't believe what transpired with some of the picks, but all the trades and what happened – good fun, and good job by you. I mean, the Stingley thing, what a shot in the arm with the third pick.
Yeah, that was good. That was really good. We'll touch on that coming up in a second.
That was good.
It was. Okay. Yeah. It wasn't Costanza thing, because it continued to be good. But Walker, why was this Paulie? Why was Walker still around 450 to be the first pick? We're talking give or take an hour before the draft.
Good point. You even had late Aquano money, too, at points but in other places. I mean, the cat was out of the bag
right
at that point, as far as I was concerned. You're right. Several people were reported even Wednesday that it was a done deal. Excellent point there. The Hutchinson-Thibodeau thing at number two, what would happen at number three? All that was heating up. And in the talk about could someone move up or back with the trades, which turned out to be crazy too.
But so then what happened with that late steam on Thibodeau going number two and Hutchinson then falling? Because that was circulating like gangbusters again yesterday.
I don't know.
I heard a bunch of stuff on Hutchinson and why the Lions were not going to take him. Turned out to be not true.
Who knows? Maybe they changed their mind. Remember, they loved him in December, but I don't know. And maybe it was going to be Thibodeau the whole time unless Hutchinson fell, and that maybe that's what happened as well. How about the Jets? I mean, the guy who had it said all the sure things here. If Sauce is at four, the Jets are going to take Sauce.
Yep.
But other people who covered the team are Guanu, other guys. To Johnson stuff. Now they how about that? They got their guy, but it looked like Johnson was in play at four.
Yeah, that was one of the losers I had last night. I fell for the steam on Jermaine Johnson, and I paid a heavy price, minus 170 on him, to go under 10.5. And that never even came close to fruition last night. He dropped all the way to the Jets trading back up into the 20s to get him.
I need an explanation. That doesn't make any sense.
Were they the only team like on the scent for Johnson? And then once he dropped below 10, it's like, forget about it. Nobody had any interest in the guy. That's early morning here. That's kind of my thought on what happened to that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Where it was the Jets, and that's pretty much it. That was the only spot for him. Stingley going third overall. I went back and looked. I got him early April. April 5th, I believe, was the date, at 100-1.
April 5th.
It was right around the national title game when Kansas won.
And how fast did it move then?
It went to the next time I looked later that day, not even later, like right, it was 80-1. And then I told myself, do I want more on it? Because here's the thing, like,
why'd you bet it?
I'll tell you why I bet it. So I was making a bunch of prop bets, right? And on the app, on several apps, I'm betting, and I'll be completely honest, I'm betting between like 300 and 500 per app, right? Per bet. Some of them I'm betting around 200 on ones that I didn't like as much or whatever. So I tried betting on Stingley, and all those bets, it kept spinning no matter where I'm going. And I'm like, okay, if they're spinning on a $500 bet, if I try to put a bunch on Stingley, if I want to put like 300 on him to win 30,000,
that's a kiosk bet.
Are they going to notice? And I talked to a couple of buddies of mine, and they're like, no. That's not going to get accepted on the app. So you can't do that. And right. I never drove to the kiosk. So I ended up putting $100 on him and I won
$10,000. Oh, all right.
So, but it did the same thing. It spun and spun and spun.
You had to tell your wife, huh? I saw that. She wants shoes now?
I forgot to block her last night on Twitter.
What are you doing?
Yeah. That should have been, but again, that they make you work for it now a lot. Like that should have been one of those things. And the reason why I bet it is because when I'm making some bets, I'm looking, there you go. Yeah, here's the tweet from my wife. Because I said the first order of business is to go out and get a Stingley Texans jersey as soon as I can find one. And she goes, oh, yeah? Here's the second order of business. Need a new pair of these bad boys.
I don't get women. The shoes, they have 20 bottles of shampoo. They got 100 pairs of shoes. They got 19 purses. I don't get it.
Yeah. You know, when I met her in 2008, this is no joke, she had more than 200 pairs of shoes.
Oh, was she Beckham? My God.
Yeah, 200.
You're kidding.
No.
Was there an explanation or rationale?
She loves shoes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She had $6,000 purses and up that she would never use. Yeah.
Yeah. I hear you.
Two totally different species.
I hear you, my friend.
Anyway, so that's, and the reason why I bet it, and I should have gone to the kiosk to bet more, but I didn't. I'll take it. I'll take the $10,000 on that bet for sure. But the reason I was reading a bunch of mock drafts, and I saw one, and I need to go back to give this guy credit, and he had Stingley going third overall. I was like, Stingley. And he had a great explanation why he thought Stingley could go third. And I'm like, let me shop around here. I see 100-1. It's like a snap call. Got to bet that. And then it was that week when Lovie Smith came out and said, yeah, we need to improve at cornerback. I'm like, okay, this thing might be live. And then by the time I looked again, it was 30-1. I'm like, I'm not going to add more.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that had everything. That was a trifecta. You had Stingley going third with all that steam, and he went off even money in some places. You had him to be the first corner selected at two that was plummeted big time.
Right.
Sauce was as high as $7 last week. And then you had the prop position that plummeted too. which went down to 7.5.
Yes,
with all under the way money down. As well. So you had everything there where the books got carried out on that one.
Yeah.
My God.
So a 100-to-1 shot on April 5th turned into even money or minus money last night before the draft.
Yes. Yes. And then Walker was 30-to-1 at BetMGM and 18-to-1, as you mentioned here locally at Station Casinos. He was part of the field. And then he goes off $5
yeah.
or $4.50.
Yeah. They had him in the field at 18-to-1 back in February. They had, I think, 10 players listed. And Stations, they were taking 500 to 1,000 a pop on their bets.
Yep.
And Chuck Esposito, who I was watching last night with at the Red Rock here in Las Vegas, he's like, I'm going to keep posting this every single year. He's like, it's a small loser. Sometimes we might even break even on it, but I got to offer it. It's here in Las Vegas. We have to put the props up.
Good for him. Yeah. Right. Hamilton, no good. I had him under, and he moved. He's moving down. That was no good. The Johnson thing, terrible. 9.5 in that range. Kept going down, and he goes mid-20s. And then Cross.
Well, the Cross one
the
got
Cross
him,
is a Cross from 7.5, heavily juiced to the under, all the way down to 6.5. And I thought, everything I read, every interview, it was Cross to the Giants, lock it up. Everyone had that. Everyone had it.
Yep.
And it doesn't happen. That one, and then
that's
and then Pickett going ahead of Willis.
That was a killer for you?
Yes. And it's the Steelers of all people.
Of all teams?
Yes.
They take him at number
20. Supposed to be in love with Willis. If anyone was going quarterback there, it was supposed to be Pittsburgh.
And how about us only, you know what? Credit to the teams drafting last night. Only one quarterback going in the first round.
Yeah.
They never bit. They never fell for it. They listened to the scouting. When those professionals said, look, I mean, I've been doing this for a long time. These guys do not grade out as first round picks, so you can't take them. And they essentially listened. And now I'm guessing that guys like Malik Willis and Ritter. Ritter got me a little bit. I had him under 31.5 in first quarterback taken.
I thought but he, yeah.
The Cross was my biggest loser last night. Yep. Every single person in the world connected to the Giants said, okay, there's plenty of smoke here. They love the kid. They're going to take him with one of their picks. And then when both offensive linemen were available sitting there at 6 and 7, the other guys, and they weren't taken yet, it's like, okay, well.
Uh-huh. Watching the coverage last night, I don't know how, especially where that it's here, that you don't have someone on that talks about things from a betting standpoint. That blows my mind. Because some of these guys were space cadets last night. Like, how was Felica not part of the broadcast?
He
was part of the early stuff.
I would agree.
I mean, the Mooch stuff, oh, Carolina's going Pickett at 6. And then I'm watching it live.
Yeah.
And I go, he said that, and then McGinnis comes in off the top rope. What did he say?
I'm going to get the exact quote because I tweeted
that
last
point,
night.
I go, that's it for me, and I put the Raptors game on. I go, these guys don't have a clue. You're going to have to move up to get in the teens to take Corral?
Come on,
Willie.
I had to rewind the coverage to make sure I got it right because I was like, wait, what did he just say?
It was back-to-back comments.
Yep. Willie McGinnis said, quote, if you want to get Matt Corral, you're going to have to move up from 20.
There it is.
End of quote. And he went on to say how the Steelers really like the kid, but if they want him at 20, he's not going to be there. Just like, you're exactly right. In Las Vegas, how do you not have somebody on like, look, his position's 34.5. You can't say something like that. And for Mooch to say, he was going on and on for 2 or 3 minutes, and he was adamant about it.
You got to
take Pickett at 6. You just have to.
Yeah. I just don't understand how the NFL now is embraced gambling, and then you're right here in Las Vegas, and you don't have someone tackling it from a betting standpoint.
The first hour of Follow the Money is presented exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com. Some will suggest bad beats don't exist during the NFL draft. I beg to differ. After what happened last night, details on that coming up next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Goode, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
Came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, what a day. I mean, you had the NFL draft, and how about the start? Good job by Major League Baseball. All but two games were day games. Favorites went 11-1 with one pick'em.
How about that?
The run that favorites are now that 63% on the season in Major League Baseball.
Wow.
11-1. Jesus. Unders are 60% for the season. 76ers minus a game and a half in the series, plus 125. I did not see that coming.
Well,
wow,
can't
what a
win
performance.
Them all. I got carried out in that game last
yep.
night.
Will it go six? Yes, minus 175. Will Philly win game one in the series? Yes, 175. Books got middled on Thibodeau. I took your advice. Thank you. Over 4.5, plus 170. Under 5.5, over 4.5, bam, comes 5. That was big. Quay Walker, first linebacker, 14-1. Closed 2-1. Draft position, 42.5 to 20.5. Went 22nd.
Yeah.
Wow, that was something.
Imagine that middle that you... Now, there was one book here in town that moved to 20.5, so I think it was only specifically in Las Vegas. But the middle opportunity that you had there, down from 42.5 to 20.5, and bam, lands at 22, incredible.
Yep. Good call, my friend. Stingley, 100-1 to go to the Texans. Closed even money. London to be the first wide receiver, plus 240.
Were you surprised by that one?
Yeah, that hurt me too. I had them flipped. I had London and Wilson flipped.
Cross not going top seven was surprising to me.
That was bad.
And London going eight to – I'm sorry.
I had Wilson there, and then London 10.
I have a problem with the Falcons going with a receiver this year.
No separation with that guy. That's the thing. You can't get open.
Correct. Correct.
I don't get it. This was at DraftKings. Walker, Hutchinson, Stingley, 1, 2, 3, 40-1 in order. I don't know how long ago it was, but I saw someone recommend it and with the ticket up there on Twitter. Yes.
Wow.
Mavs in 6, 10-1. Cash that ticket, too.
Now, how about that briefly here? Again, we were told from, like, the best NBA odds maker here in town, he made Jazz Mavericks pick 'em. Around Pickham with a healthy Luka.
Bad read is what it is. It's a bad read. Utah was begging to get beat. And that's embarrassing, and they're going to have to blow that up. Columbus, plus 230, beat Tampa. Nashville, plus 245. NBA favorites, 29-13 straight up in the playoffs. Unders, 62%. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. Always be subscribing, and you want to see these videos. Oh, we're going heavy with the Bears today. Heavy. Right in a row, tic-tac-toe. This is great. Look at the bear here with the birdhouse hanging on a wire. I mean, look at this, where he's trying to come in and make the move here. And they're filming the whole thing, the neighbors. How long am I going to have to film? Coming. Do we have it?
Keep going.
But the bear is coming in.
Show me, Paulie. Come on. Put your dukes up. Let's go. Huh?
No, 11. The birdhouse. No.
Is this a teddy bear we're looking at?
This is the one that's the bear, too.
This is a real-life teddy bear.
No. 11.
Oh, you like nose kisses? Okay, pal, come on in.
The bear on the
bring it in, buddy. Oh, there's my
pal. He's not enjoying that, though, it appears.
Is he like, put me down? You see these claws?
Yeah.
You're going to get a nice one upside the face here if you don't put me down.
How about the open car? What are we doing, guys? Here we go. All right. Better late than pregnant. Look at this. See, he's climbing, and they're filming the whole thing here from their window. He's trying to make the move on the birdhouse. He's going from tree to tree. He's Tarzan. Look at this move.
Well, wait a second.
The predator.
How is that not snapping?
I don't know. He's coming in. He's grabbing it with the feet. Look at this video. It's incredible. He's got it. He's got the whole time. He's a big fella, too.
That's a strong enough wire for it to hold him?
Well, now it's coming down, okay, too. Yeah. Yes, finally. Look at it. It's coming down now.
Wow.
Serious time. Now, what would you do?
I really wanted to get in there.
These guys are so smart as well. I mean, would you freak out? Look at this on the trampoline.
Oh, I've watched it several times.
You've seen this one?
Oh, yes,
Two of them are wrestling on a trampoline in the backyard.
I mean, imagine being at home and you catch this on your phone. The odds on this happening. You wake up, hey, I'm going to get a cup of coffee. You want anything? Wait a second. What the hell's going on?
I know, right.
I got two bears on the trampoline in the backyard wrestling?
Yeah. That is solid. Very good. You know, other thing last night as well, Chris Paul had one of the best games in NBA history and nobody knew about it.
No hyperbole.
That's the other thing. Can you believe that? That's never happened before in playoff history. He was 14 of 14 shooting. And if you guys could put up the shot chart as well. This isn't like Freak or Shaq. These are mid-range jumpers he's making.
Yeah.
Wilt did it twice in the regular season to take that many shots and not miss. 14 of 14, Chris Paul.
We're watching the draft last night.
Look at
a bunch of us are from VSiN at Red Rock, right? And Jonathan Von Tobel is there, who's a host on this network. And he goes, by the way, not for nothing, I know the game's on right now, but you realize Chris Paul has 33 points and he's 14 of 14? And I go, from the free throw line? He goes, no, from the floor.
Yeah.
I'm like, JVT, he hasn't missed yet?
Oh, my
God.
No,
and it's not wrong. It's accurate. He's 14 of 14 tonight.
Yeah. Lose some. Raptors plus a game and a half, minus 220. No good. They're out in 6. Cross under 7.5. Heavily juiced to the under, 6.5. He goes 9th to Seattle. And Johnson, I don't know what happened, 12.5, 10.5, 9.5. No good. And the Jets get their guy anyways with Jermaine Johnson. Willis, first quarterback to be selected, 140 up to $2. No good. Hamilton, under 12.5. I saw 12.5 and 11.5.
11.5
was out there. Under. That, and all hell breaks loose once the trades happen then at that point as well. Bill 80, who works here. Look at this. He goes, well, you don't see this every day. I mean, here it is where someone's trying to get lucky and meet an athlete. Look at this last night here at Circa with all the girls here in the lobby trying to meet a player. Or somebody.
That's one photo from one moment in time.
Yeah, that's right.
At one spot.
Uh-huh.
Las Vegas was probably like this all over the place last night.
Yep. And this was excellent. Someone sent this in about they're at a bar and they're watching the NBA playoffs. He's at a sports bar.
Oh, God.
There are reruns on multiple TVs during two live NBA playoff games. When I asked for basketball, the waitress response was, March Madness? Can't make it up.
It was like April 27th with a tweet.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Yeah. That's from Austin. Good job. Bad for the books. Suns Pelicans over 214.5 to 216.5. It fell 216. Yeah. Incredible. And the Suns 2.5 up to 3.5 with the Booker news. They cover as well. And now the bad beats. Your tease. You're right. How about the defensive player, offensive player prop? Defensive players under 15.5. Six of the last seven picks were defensive. It falls 60.
By the way, that's with, and the ties into the receiver prop, right? That's with the Packers picking twice in the 20s.
Right.
Chiefs picking twice. They moved up. Both teams took defense with both picks.
I'm sorry. Some of you are lost on Twitter. This is ridiculous. 20 years in a row, the Packers have refused to take a wide receiver in the first round and help this. Meanwhile, the guy in Tampa Bay, whatever he needs, I don't like Arians. Get rid of him. Okay, no problem. Can I get Gronk? Can I get this guy? Sure, no problem. Rodgers can't get a wide receiver. 20 years in a row.
I'll go one more on you, and we're going to spend time on the trades coming up in about 10 minutes. What Arizona did again last night for Kyler Murray.
Good point.
And it was ridiculous. Okay, I'll hold it.
And offensive players over 16.5 also as a result of the
because,
run.
Because, yeah.
Right? Well, how about wide receivers over 6 or 6.5?
Now you're kidding me.
Come on.
Now you got to be freaking kidding me.
Six were gone off the first 18 picks.
14 picks to go. Plenty of teams on the board left. Need a wide receiver. Have to go wide receiver at some point. Plenty of good talent on the board yet.
And the need. Packers.
Yes. And you don't get another one? So I pushed six? Are you kidding me?
Yep.
Come on.
Yep. And this turned into a sweat, too. Safety's under 1.5 plus 250. Hill went second to last pick. Now, the Vikings took a corner anyways to close out the first round. Assuming a safety. But that was, we're Klein. But that turned out to be a sweat for no reason as well. That was a $4 favorite. There we go. Win-lose, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Log in each Friday, get a 20% profit boost on the NHL. Learn more, BetRivers.com.
All right, ftm@vsin.com is the email, by the way, ftm@vsin.com. We'll get to the trades coming up, because we had plenty of them. And it was slow at first. But then the overall number of trades that took place, I mean, it was just fast and furious. But by the way, good job, I would say, with how they run things now, because teams were so quick to have the pick in last night. And it felt like the first 20 picks were gone in like 2 hours. The VSIN Spring Special is also here. For $59, that's it. You're going to get everything VSiN has to offer from now to the end of July. The next few months are going to be filled with the best betting content in the business right here at VSiN.com, and subscribers will have access to all of it, including Adam Burke's daily Major League Baseball best bets. His write-ups are phenomenal. Jonathan Von Tobel will have best bets all the way through the NBA Finals. Andy McNeil will break down all the action on the ice all the way through the Stanley Cup playoffs, and tons of NFL preseason coverage, not to mention premium articles covering golf, UFC, USFL, NASCAR, and Kentucky Derby. If you want the full experience, which features a daily best bet email, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, and all of our betting tools, it's $59. That's it. To subscribe all the way through July 31st, visit vsin.com/spring. The future market immediately changed for one team after this move last night.
VSEN, the sports betting network.
The fences with Bet Rivers and the new baseball same game parlays. When you make a bet of at least $25 on a three-leg same game parlay on Saturday, you'll earn a $10 free bet towards another MLB bet. Combine game bets and player props in any combo. Create your same game parlay and watch the action unfold. See the site for details. Same game parlays and exclusive Saturday bet and get promotions only on the BetRivers app or at BetRivers.com.
Okay, so a bunch of trades last night. I have it at nine overall, which here in Las Vegas, they posted a prop, the exact number of trades to take place in the first round. 9 paid 16-1. After it being a slow rolling first 10 picks, then all of a sudden it was fast and furious. But here's the move that changed the future market where I was watching last night, and they made it abundantly clear. I was watching at the Red Rock station out here, so Station Casinos. And as soon as it happened, they came on the mic and said, okay, we're now moving the Philadelphia Eagles down from 35-1 to 25-1. And they moved the Titans down from 18-25. And that's because of the A.J. Brown deal. Were you stunned by that?
Absolutely. Yes. It's funny, too. The Eagles are like, well, we can't get this right with drafting wide receivers. Let's just take a proven guy. And what is Tennessee doing?
And it took 2 seconds to have the deal finalized.
How about that, right?
Okay.
$400 million, 50 guaranteed.
57 guaranteed.
There you go.
People are going to say, it's not really $100 million. Right. Settle down. Okay, but would you give A.J. Brown $57 million guaranteed and sign him for 4 years, $100 million? That's what these teams are up against. I talked to the only Tennessee Titans fan I know in my life. And he is diehard. He said, there's no chance on earth you can give that guy $100 million.
Yeah. Injuries, but...
Yeah.
Well, okay, where are you going now? All right, hot shot. You don't have Julio. I know he was always hurt. Didn't work out. You don't have Brown. Now what are you going to do? Danielle could be out the door. You were the one seed. Now what? Now what are you going to do?
By the way, you are... A.J. Brown now gets to play with Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Can Jalen Hurts actually get him the ball?
I think he opens things up for Henry too. I don't get the move. Did you see the reaction from the players? What did we do? Vrabel this week. As long as I'm here, we're not trading Brown. Okay, there you go.
It was the same thing from Lamar Jackson.
Yeah,
on Twitter.
You might want to mention that on the broadcast too. The star quarterback tweets WTF.
Yep.
To get rid of Hollywood.
And people thought it was about the center they took.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
He had to respond. He's like people on Twitter. I'm going to love this guy. I'm talking about my best friend they just traded, my best weapon at wide receiver. That's the guy I'm talking about.
Right.
Think about it for a second.
Yeah.
They dealt him. I had no idea. And for the Cardinals to give up the 23rd pick in the draft for Hollywood Brown? When A.J. Brown goes for the 18th pick?
Yeah.
What?
I hear you. The other thing, they just like to collect these wide receivers. That's another one.
Well,
how many guys do you need? I guess Hopkins is always banged up, but that's...
But, okay, and we could tie the Cardinals into what the Packers didn't do again last night. How many weapons does Kyler Murray possibly need to excel at this level? And then are we going to hear about it from him and his agent again this year? It's not about me, the organization, screw you, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And here you have Rodgers with two picks in the Packers, 22nd and 28th, in another draft filled with loaded wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
Nah. We're going back-to-back defense.
Yep.
I'm not surprised the first pick was a defensive player. In fact, I told somebody this week, do not bet on first pick of the Packers being wide receiver because somebody could fall to them, and they fell in love with Quay Walker and took him. But 28, nothing. And here's my problem with it. Rodgers is going to be, 38, 39 years old? This is going to fade away at some point. His skills are going to erode. We all know this. So eventually, by continually... avoiding that position, you're not developing anybody with Rodgers as well. So like 2 years ago in 2020 when the draft was loaded and they had their choice of a ton of guys and said they traded up to get Jordan Love, like that guy would be in his third year right now and probably really damn good. Same thing last year. A rookie, certainly available for them, plenty of them. Receivers were great last year in the draft again. He'd be in his second year making, nope, and we're not even going to do it again. So this team now goes from the idea of trading for Darren Waller and taking a wide... Now, their defense... The defense wasn't the problem, though. The Niners did nothing against them in the playoff game. It was the offense, and it was Mason Crosby and the special teams. I can't... And then Rodgers said this week, he said, when I signed the deal, I assumed that Devontae was coming back. That wasn't ironed out?
The hot dog stand.
I will say...
Absolutely.
Here's one betting angle to consider. And I know people hate Aaron Rodgers, and I get it. And we had one voter last year who came out and said, before the season, I decided not to give this guy my MVP vote.
It appears the front office hates him.
Yep. If the Packers win 12 games, 13 games, or in the mix for one seed, and he does this with the current weapons he has on, you can jot it down. He's winning his third straight MVP.
Yep. I don't understand the arrogance or just the thought process it even goes back to Favre. He'll make it work with anybody. What? It's stupid.
Oh, it really is.
How about this? I saw on it's on social media. The Saints have traded up 24 times in the last 16 drafts. They haven't traded down since 2007.
Oh, man.
How about that?
And Belichick trades down as often as possible.
And he'll take someone he never heard of.
Right.
That was exactly what happened last night. That was a bizarre pick.
Were you?
Right.
So, I know people love the Olave pick, but the Saints could not have gotten him at 16? I guess maybe not, because the run on receivers happened in that spot, but they had to trade up to 11 to get him?
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I like Detroit getting Williams. That's a good move.
By the way,
I love what Detroit did. I like what the Giants did, and I like what the Jets did.
So do I, yep. I think the Eagles, overall, again, in my opinion, a lot of money for A.J. Brown.
Mm-hmm.
But to add Jordan Davis and get A.J. Brown last night, I think I totally agree. You had to move their future number. And that's what happened here in town. Again, 35-1 and 25-1 at one book. I think Jordan Davis is going to be a stud in this league.
The Purdue kid wasn't supposed to go in the first round. He did. His agent didn't even think he'd go in the first round.
Yep.
The Quay Walker thing was nuts. Pickett, a surprise. Right church, wrong pew with you. You thought it was Willis who doesn't go. You thought Pickett. Maybe,
yes.
But only one quarterback.
And
goes.
That's why I bet Ritter a while back at 28-1. I thought a team might be duped by him.
Mm-hmm. And the other story has got to be the Georgia defense. And then, but Dean's still out there.
He is.
McShay goes, I don't know. I watched the tape. This guy looks like a stud to me.
People
first
were saying,
round pick.
Yeah.
That's...
Yep. So, by the way, you can bet a bunch of this stuff coming up tonight. We can talk about some of these odds in a little bit. But so we'll play you some audio from a reaction last night of one head coach. And the Jets, again, I agree with you. I mean, three first-round picks and who they grabbed at 4-10 and then trading back in to the mid-20s to get Jermaine Johnson. That's what they did to pull off one of those trades last night. But this was Robert Saleh, their head coach, a little excited when he talked to Sauce Gardner.
Hey, man, I'm going to turn you over to Coach Saleh. Hey, man, congrats, man. Welcome to the family.
Appreciate it.
Congratulations, brother.
Hey, man.
Hey, we're excited. We sweated for about 15 minutes, but you were always the one, man. And from one Detroit kid to another, we're going to have a hell of a time out here turning this thing. Congratulate you and your family. Enjoy this. I'm going to pass you on to our owner. 1 second.
Let's do it.
I'll go by what the coach just said to you. You're a fan favorite. Everybody around here was just hoping and praying that we would get you. So welcome to New York Jets. Welcome to New York. I'm so happy for you and your family.
A little excited last night.
Yeah.
Well, you were the one all along. By the way, the guest that we had on earlier this week from Detroit, who said, in his opinion, if Hutch falls to number two, they're going to run to the podium. They did.
They did.
They wasted no time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dungeon of Doom podcast. Yes, yeah. Mr. Raven. Very good. Good call. Right. But it appears that the reports were accurate, at least from a couple people, that it was Sauce the whole time with the Jets at four. And the Johnson thing, even though they get him, I can't believe that. You might be right. Maybe they were the only team that liked
that. That's certainly
possible.
That
was crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy how he felt.
I still can't believe it landed on six receivers. I'm blown away at that.
I know.
It's going to take me all weekend to get over that.
Yeah. Here comes Green Bay and Kansas City
coming up with all these
picks. And it lands on six. Could have middled that one.
You want some draft positions for tonight?
Yeah. How about the other thing, too? I missed this one. Remember, yesterday was 2.5 minus 115 for quarterbacks with the over.
Yeah.
That thing plummeted as well. Never a chance.
Nope, no, never a chance. So for tonight, Sky Moore, another receiver. Yeah. His draft position is 39.5. Christian Watson is 42.5.
Oh.
Our buddy Matt Eumanns, host here in VSiN, loves Watson. Thought he should have gone in the first round last night. Watched a bunch of film on him, and he said, this guy's going to be awesome in the NFL. 6'4", runs like a 4.37, 40, jumps off the page. Let's see here. That Matt Ariza, the punter, special teams player for San Diego State, 119.5. Willis is 35.5 tonight. So will he go in the first three picks? Somebody going to trade up early first, second round to get him?
Wouldn't that be something if Howell goes first? A lot of people like Howell.
Well, you can, okay, quarterback prop.
Uh-huh.
Second quarterback selected. Willis is minus 550.
Oh!
Ritter plus 450. Howell plus 750. Corral 14-1.
Wow.
Would you take a stab?
I would.
With somebody else?
I would.
Yeah, so would I.
That is juicy. Very good. Huh. God. What was the point of the whole Bellagio thing with the stage? They never went to it. other than the interviews to start on NFL Network.
Oh, I know.
It was much ado about nothing.
Yeah, the central hub was more...
Yeah.
Like the link is what it's called.
Maybe the wind had something to do with it. And then you bring Franco Harris out in front of Raider fans?
They talk trash.
It's not going to go over well.
It happened before I was alive. We're still going to do this?
That, yeah, that too.
NBA betting coming up next with one of the best in the business, Aaron Rennie.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
Came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
Hey, hey, welcome back. If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. CityCast in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, L.A., New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, and now Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast.
NBA betting now, as one of the very best in the business joins the program, Aaron Renning, professional sports bettor. ER, thanks for the time today. How are you?
I'm doing good. Good to be with you and looking forward to the second round matchups here.
Yeah, we can begin there. We do have a game tonight, which we'll touch on coming up in a minute, but your overall thoughts on that first round series between the Bucks and the Celtics and the opening number. I know there was a book in town that sent out Celtics minus $2, now a little bit higher than that. What do you think?
Well, I was certainly a little bit surprised by that number, but with, you know, when I went ahead and ran my numbers, I was right with it. And of course I would be, as I've had Boston, the top rated team really in the NBA for, you know, the last 6-8 weeks, talked about it with you guys. And I've tried to adjust down to a certain degree, and they really don't. They just play to that high number. And, you know, entering the playoffs, I thought Milwaukee, I didn't think anybody was going to beat Milwaukee once again for a few different reasons, the chemistry, having the best player in the world, et cetera. But boy, it just seems, you know, what's probably going to decide this series. Robert Williams comes back here for Boston, Middleton out for the Bucks. That might be the difference, but it's interesting as we look to all of these series, and certainly in this one, but I think what we have is the best team right now in the NBA against the best player in the NBA. And, you know, it's always hard to bet against the best player in a series as a dog. So would make it a little bit reluctant. And, you know, let's be honest, if you haven't bet the Celtics to win the Eastern Conference, didn't bet them against the Nets, hard to recommend laying $2 in this series here. And it's really, it's a very different matchup now for the Celtics. Of course, the Nets were all on the perimeter, not a lot of size, not a lot of toughness. The Bucks, of course, bring the size, Giannis' ability to get to the rim. Interesting to see how they defend him compared to how they defended Durant, Kyrie, et cetera. And, you know, that was always kind of the thing with the Celtics was the resistance at the rim, stopping guys at the rim. They're a little better equipped to do that with Horford and Williams now at this point. One thing to keep an eye on here, the three-point shooting for the Celtics. The Bucks, of course, still allow a lot of that wide-open three-pointer. Celtics 14th in three-point shooting on the year. Interesting with a guy like Tatum, who had shot the last couple of years 40%, 38%, and he was actually down a little bit this year at 35%. So that could be the difference maker as well. So as of now, won't have a bet on this series, but certainly looking forward to it.
All right. Great call on Boston the whole way and getting on them early on this program. Game one Sunday, they're laying 4.5. Monday night, the Dallas-Phoenix series starts. You're seeing Phoenix as high as 360. Chris Paul was unbelievable in the series in the wins for the Suns. And, you know, what if he doesn't go off in this series? Booker comes back, but he wasn't himself last night. Hit the big three late. I think Dallas found something here, and a blessing in disguise that Luka gets hurt, and then Brunson's so good. And they, remember, they were the slowest team in the league in pace, and they went up-tempo, and it was bombs away shooting the three. You think the Mavs have a shot?
You know, it's interesting is, you know, you watch these series, and first thing I've always looked at is who's guarding who? Who are they trying to switch and get to the weak link? You know, if you watch that series early with Booker, and C.J. McCollum was guarding Chris Paul a lot, which was, you know, a plus for Chris Paul. So, you know, last night, if you're paying attention to the props, et cetera, Booker in, McCollum back on Paul, and sure enough, he goes off. So I do have to say, I mean, you know, you think about the matchups again, and, you know, Dallas goes from facing a Utah team with brutal team chemistry, probably the worst team chemistry in the NBA playoffs, the worst about the, you know, just terrible perimeter defense, and a team that, you know, just had a hard time adjusting to anything all year and certainly in that playoff series. Now you go, you know, you go from that to facing a Phoenix team with really is the best chemistry in the NBA, just a plethora of plus wing defenders here to throw at Luka, and, you know, a heady point guard that's seen it all, done it all here in Chris Paul. So I just think it's just a completely different, tougher, way tougher matchup here for the Mavericks. Kid's just, he's done an unbelievable job with this team. I don't know if they got a higher ceiling than this. Luka's good enough to get one or two games, but I think that's probably it.
Yeah, those are good points.
Great observation.
That is. Those are, and you're going against might be the best clutch team of all time. 50-0 and leading after three, and if it's tight with 5 minutes left, they just lean on Paul. Monday afternoon, Miami and Philly. Miami, $1.70 favorite. Great job by Philly last night. Maxey was great. Harris played well. Embiid was a beast. What do you think of Miami laying $1.70?
Yeah, I'm probably more down on Miami than Benny. You know, obviously the number one seed in the Eastern Conference, well deserved. Again, I'm just looking at these teams and I try to see the ceiling. And I've said it all year. You know, I just don't think Miami has the ceiling. Certainly a Boston and Milwaukee. I'm not sure about Philadelphia. I make this series a little bit closer to a pick'em than that type of price. Again, Philadelphia's got the best player in this series with Embiid. It's always a little bit dangerous. You know, as I've stated, I just don't have Miami rated that high. And Butler, the best player here from Miami, I thought he looked phenomenal at times in that first round against Atlanta.
Yep.
But a little bit of a grain of salt there, you know, going against that Trae Young, toothless Atlanta defense. Going to be a lot different here. Philly, a lot better defenders, a lot more size than him. So I think it's going to be a tougher, much tougher defense here for Miami to play. The Lowry injury is a little bit concerning with that injury, with the hamstring. Both Lowry and Butler have been banged up all year. You know, the Raptors played, you know, as poorly as they looked at times, they were still showing Philadelphia a lot of what they're going to see in this series, a lot of switching, a lot of junked up type of defenses that might help them in this series. But with that said, Paulie, I do, you know, you go to the intangibles, coaching, defense, the Embiid injury, you know, it's that probably leans a little bit here towards Miami. At this point, I'm just leaning to Philadelphia at a plus price in the series.
All right. Okay. Anything on tonight's game, ER, with the Grizzlies favored on the road against the T-Wolves, laying about a point or point and a half?
Boy, well, how about it, Paulie? Taylor comes up and plays Morant and Bane 45 minutes apiece last game. Sat some of those guys. I was waiting for him to do that. They needed every bit of it to win by two. I thought this series was very close. Minnesota tends to kind of give games away, take a lot of bad shots, et cetera. So I did not bet the side in this game. If anything, would lean over the total again. You know, the bigs are kind of sitting now for Memphis. Morant, Bane, they've gone to the small ball. Jones played 20 minutes last game. So if anything, would lean over the total.
Oh, enter. Yeah. Okay, very good.
Did you go hit the strip last night for the draft?
I did not. That was trying to prepare for these new matchups and try to get a good read on them, guys.
Yeah. Follow ER on Twitter. He is at ER Sports One. Good luck this weekend. Enjoy, well, the game that we have tonight anyway, ER, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, no NBA games Saturday.
Yeah.
So tonight could be a different story.
How about that?
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you. Yeah. Well done.
That's a good line. Tonight might be a different story for him.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
I love that they went small, and I thought what happened in the fourth quarter of the last game was going to transpire in the whole series. They went to the free throw line, they killed them on the glass, and they killed them in the paint. And Adams has COVID. That could be a blessing in disguise, at least for the team. But second chance points, they are killing Minnesota in the fourth quarter.
You know, David Thorpe, who's a regular guest on here, TrueHoop.com, he brought up a good point on Twitter. He thinks Adams should play because he sets, we'll talk to him about this on Monday. He claims that Adams' picks that he sets for Morant and other players are so good, and when he's not in the game, other players don't do it, so it changes who they are on offense.
He was horrendous in game one.
No, I know. I
horrendous.
Understand that. Yeah.
But it goes back to Jackson. Stay out of foul trouble.
Of course. Okay? But you can't, again.
I mean, it was so much. It's just a bizarre series. I mean, Brooks can't make a shot. They don't play well last game. They win the game.
Yep.
Jaws goes off in the fourth quarter. Jackson's in foul trouble every game. Yep. Same thing with Towns.
Yeah,
Minnesota could have won the damn thing already.
By the way, one request. Does anybody, can you find like fouls markets? Is that possible?
Oh, sure. Good point.
If you can, send them in, ftm@vsin.com. I want to know how many fouls the prop is tonight for Towns and Jackson and to get disqualified tonight. To foul out with six of them. Like, what is that number?
You remember what happened the last game in Minnesota? The whole Memphis team was in foul trouble.
Yep. The first hour of Follow the Money is presented exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Get a 20% profit boost on the NHL every Friday. Must be 21 plus. Offer not valid in all areas. Check BetRivers.com for full offer details and rules.
BetRivers Sportsbook app has a huge number of live streaming events every day. BetRivers Sportsbook has great offers, including a $250 match bonus on your first deposit, and all bonuses are only one-time playthrough. Amazing offers and great customer service makes BetRivers your hometown sportsbook. Must be 21 or on sportsbook. Must be 21 or on sportsbook. Must be 21 or on sportsbook.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my six decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.